This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. I'm super excited to have this gentleman on my show. The name of the company is Max Resources Corp. They came on our radar about 45 days ago. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol MXROF. And if they're in Toronto, they trade on the TXXV under the ticker symbol MAX. With us today is the CEO and president. He's going to bring us up to speed. His name is Brett Maddich. Brett, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Everett.
You know, before we get started with the Q&A, just give my listeners just a little bit of a back history of who you guys are and what you do.
Okay, so we focus in Colombia, in Northeast Colombia. Our star project is called the Caesar Copper Silver Project. The difference is this area is the largest coal and oil and gas production field for Colombia. And now that Colombia are moving towards reducing fossil fuel production and moving towards clean metal production, which in our case is copper, it's a great opportunity for the region because it's the royalties for the fossil fuels that's been driving the community. So we're in a position there where we are truly focused on moving into copper. We employ 100 full-time Colombians, community Colombians. 95% of our workforce is actually Colombian.
Well, you know, global miners are starting to show a major interest into your company. Why is this?
The reason being is there is two large production copper belts and sedimentary systems in the world. This is the third one that has not been exploited. And the reason we're getting so much interest is it's just a massive belt that's untouched. And we've been in there and we've had sensational results. Our results were 16 meters at 8% copper and 5 ounces per ton silver, and that's where we're drilling first. So it is something where it's actually unheard of getting these type of grades, and everyone's very excited to see us drilling, and we start drilling next month.
Brett, why do you think that Colombia is an attractive jurisdiction for global miners?
Well, Colombia is on what we call the Andean Belt, which is the largest producing copper belt in South America. It's the most unexplored country on that belt, and that's why the attraction is. And the deposits that have been proved up in Colombia are massive deposits. So the short answer is it is the only country that has had limited exploration on that Andean, what we call the Andean Belt.
You know, a lot of companies I bring on here are the junior miners, probably 50 to 100 of them during the year. And funding is hard to raise money, but I understand you guys got like $20 million in the bank. Your stock price is at 26 cents a share, market cap around $44 million. So I say that to say this, you guys are funded pretty well to go forward, and I think you're going to start doing some drilling. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. We did a funding of a total of $25 million this year. We have $20 million in the bank. We also have the support of a number of institutions. So financial institutions, both in Canada and actually in the US. We have those institutions backing us behind us. So it means we can drill all the way through. It's very unusual to have institutions into a stock where there's been not one drill hole, but that really shows the attraction of how large this copper system is. So yeah, this is really exciting now. It's going to be the first drilling campaign in this fossil fuel belt that's targeting copper.
Colombia has a new president. Does that worry you any?
Well, the new president is quite similar to what the strategy has been in Colombia. Except it's going to be a bit more aggressive, and it's simply reducing fossil fuels. And the president's been very, 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 very open in that they're going to support clean metals, which is copper, nickel, cobalt, and lithium. But really the only real metal that is abundant in those particular metals in Colombia is actually copper. And we're in the unique situation. We planned it this way, to be in an area that is prolific in fossil fuels, to have that transition into copper.
Some of the hottest, I would say, issues around the world is environmental, social platforms. That being said, are there social and environmental advantages of the Caesar Copper Project?
Yeah, absolutely. So from a social side, a community side, we've been there for 2 years, and we've focused on that community side. The environmental side, the same. But what we do with the environmental side, we have the community involved in the environmental side. And that's something which is unusual, but really it's a common sense thing that the community know more about the environmental than any other outsider, so to speak. So we've focused there. And then another huge advantage is on environmental impact. It's actually the infrastructure that has the biggest environmental impact. And the area that we're in, we're going to have very little environmental impact on infrastructure, because all the railways, the roads, the access points, it's already built there. So I mean, that's another huge advantage, where there's going to be very little impact from the infrastructure side. So it's not just financially, but it's also from the environmental side.
In your industry, I hear a lot of people talking about rare elements, talk about EV, cobalt, lithium, what's going on in the EV cars, but a lot of people don't talk about copper anymore. Why do you think copper is critical for the world clean energy transition?
Yeah, copper, the simple thing is, copper is needed. It's got a huge conductivity. So anything, whether it's electric vehicles, power transmission lines, distribution lines, solar heaters, windmills, it all needs copper. So copper is the most vital metal for the clean energy transition.
That being said, people listening to my show, why should they invest into your company, Max Resources Corp, trading around 26 cents a share?
Yeah, so we're trading around in those mid-30s. We have a market cap of around 50 million. We have 20 million in the bank. You'll find with junior companies, the largest difference on your share price is drilling. So this is going to be our first drilling campaign. We are in an area where the mineralization is abundant at surface. So right now we see it's the prime time to come in. You've also got the due diligence factor that's been done by these institutions, and it's very unusual for institutions to come into a junior before there's any drilling campaign. So we see it right now as the prime opportunity, and we start drilling next month, and we're very confident that we're going to get the right results, what we're looking for.
Company that we're highlighting here on Stock Day is Max Resource Corp. You can find them on the OTC Pinks under the ticker symbol MXROF. And if you're up there in Toronto or in Canada, look them up, because they are on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol MAX. Brett, I want to thank you for stopping by. Hopefully I didn't scare you off. Hopefully you become a regular, come back every 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
I look forward to it. Thank you, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.